Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajjiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Nsemmilkom u nilqakom għal l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba, programm imtellam il-kollaborazzjoni tal-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Il-kwistjoni tal-imxija tal-koronavirus f'pajjiżna mhix l-unika situazzjoni li hemm fl-Ewropa. Kif qed jista' jimmaġina u jaqra u jsegwi mill-aħbarijiet din kellha impatt fuq l-istat tas-saħħa soċjali u ekonomiku tal-pajjiżi membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-kuntest ta' dan, nar il-ħamis li għadda, tlaqqa summit tal-kapijiet tal-pajjiżi membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea biex jiddiskutu kif għandha tkun il-futur tal-mod kif l-Unjoni Ewropea għandha titratta din is-sitwazzjoni minn perspettiva ta' rkupru ekonomiku u anka l-għajnuniet illi għandhom jingħataw. Is-summit sar b'format differenti. Tlaqgħu fih il-kapijiet permezz tal-video conferencing. Kif pratikament issa kollox qiegħed isir fl-ambitu tad-diplomazija. Fl-edizzjoni tal-lum ser inkunu qegħdin insegwu l-eżitu ta' dan is-summit. Kif ukoll nisimgħu il-risposti li ngħataw minn Charles Michel u Ursula von der Leyen pala għal-mistoqsijiet li saru fit-tmim dan is-summit, kif ukoll aktar tard il-kummenti li jagħmel jippreċedu dan is-summit il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Davide Sassoli. Il-mexxejja tal-Unjoni Ewropea qablu l-ħamis filgħaxija biex jibnu fond ta' emerġenza illi l-anti huwa li jindirizza u jgħin l-ekonomija tal-kontinent Ewropew tirkupra mill-impatt tal-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Fil-fatt din il-deċiżjoni segwi għadd ta' diskussjonijiet illi kien hemm anka fuq livelli varji ta' pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea b'reazzjoni għal sitwazzjoni il-evolviet b'mod partikolari anka mill-perspettiva ekonomika ta' din is-sitwazzjoni li għandna madwarna. Ovvjament qegħdin inħarsu lejn realtà illi qiegħda wkoll segwi anka ċertu aspettativi illi kien hemm mill-mod kif kellha tiġi żviluppata l-għajnuna illi kienet u għandha tingħata lill-pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea, madankollu jidher illi differenzi li se kien hemm bejn pajjiżi varji se tiġi wkoll indirizzata. Ma nitgħux li kien hemm diverġenzi dwar x'tip ta' għajnuna u kif kellha tiġi mejjuna il-vari pajjiżi fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-fatt, fil-waqt li kien hemm qbil li jinbena font li laħħaq madwar triljun euro, minkejja laqgħa li saret permezz ta' video konferenza u li damet erba' sigħat, ftehim finali ma intlaħax. U d-dettalji l-aktar importanti dwar dan mistenni jiġu finalizzati fis-sajf illi ġej. Intant, apparti minn hekk, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea intalbet biex sas-sitta ta' Mejju tressa il-proposta l-ġdida għal budget tal-Unjoni Ewropea fuq medda twila ta' żmien li jinkludi wkoll pjan ta' finanzjament għall-irkupru ekonomiku tal-ekonomija Ewropea. Dawn il-pjaniet mistennija jinkludu wkoll inizjattiva għall-irkupru ekonomiku b'valur ta' 2 triljun euro. Metri ti apprezza li l-budget multi-annuali ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea minn dejjem kien wieħed mill-aktar suġġetti jaħarqu fuq livell Ewropew, tant li kemm minħabba li damet ma ġiet mikkonfermata l-Kummissjoni von der Leyen. Kif ukoll qisu mnalla sa ċertu punt din il-pandemija tal-coronavirus l-impatt li kellha fuq l-Ewropa li għal żmien twil issa ilha l-epiċentru ta' din il-marda ta' din il-pandemija. Kollu ġi pospost. U għal daqstant madala kollu diskussjonijiet kienu qegħdin jiżvolġu fuq il-mod kif kellha tiġi indirizzata anka il-toqba, il-ħofra, illi sa ċertu punt kienet ħatħalli l-Ingilterra bil-ħruġ tagħha mill-Unjoni Ewropea wara Brexit. Intant il-ħamis bil-lejl il-Prim Ministru Taljan Giuseppe Conte għal li mhux se jkun faċli dan il-budget jitkabbar, madankollu ammetta progress, sar progress kbir li saftit tal-ġimgħat ilu ma kienx jinħass. Il-President Franċiż Emmanuel Macron kellu ton relattivament inqas pożittiv u nota li kienet fadal numru ta' differenzi. F'kummenti li tal il-medja Franċiża huwa insista li s-soluzzjoni ta' self lill-pajjiżi f'ċirkostanzi bħal dawn ma daħlitx. Minna daħħa l-Gvernatur tal-Bank Ċentrali Ewropew, Christine Lagarde, qalet il-mexxejja li l-pandemija tista' tnaqqas bejn 5 u 15% tal-produzzjoni ekonomika taż-żona euro. Intant wara ġimgħa ta' diskussjonijiet proposti nuqqas taqbil, il-mexxejja però ftehmu fuq dal-pakkett immedjat ta' 9 triljun euro wkoll biex jiġu indirizzati l-impjiegi u n-negozji u biex ukoll ma jkunx hemm self birħis lill-gvernijiet. Id-differenza prinċipali bejn l-istati membri tibqa' tinħass kif l-Olanda rrifjutat talba taljana li jinħareġ dejn komuni, jiġifieri li d-dejn joħroġ wieħed fuq livell Ewropew u jitħallas minn kulħadd. Il-membri baqgħu li differenzi baqgħu jinħassu jfedna l-iktar mill-Olanda li kienet tirrifjuta dan. Niftakru li l-proposta tal-Gvern Taljan permezz tal-Prim Ministru Conte kienet li jkun hemm fond ta' rkupru ta' 1.5 triljun euro li jipprovdi għotjiet lil pajjiżi biex dawn jevitaw kollass ekonomiku u b'hekk ikun medet il-bqija tas-suq intern. Conte kien rapportat li qal li huwa essenzjali li jingħataw għotjiet għaliex l-emerġenza tas-saħħa saret emerġenza soċjali u politika. Mingħati hawn il-Kanċiller Awstrijak Sebastian Kurz fuq Twitter kien sostna li pajjiżu kellest li jwieġeb għas-seħħa ta' solidarjetà iżda dan isir permezz ta' self. Pożizzjoni li ħadu wkoll il-pajjiżi Skandinavi, ġifieri għandek self ma' għotjiet. U mifhum ukoll li l-Kanċilliera Ġermaniża Angela Merkel provat tieħu pożizzjoni konċiljatora u sostniet li l-affarijiet imorru tajjeb kemm għall-Ġermanja u għall-kumplament tal-Ewropa jekk l-Ewropa tmur tajjeb ukoll. U tagħt indikazzjonijiet li kienet lesta li toffri pakkett ta' appoġġ finanzjarju iżda li tara kif tara kif ser jintuża qabel ma jsir dan l-impenn. F'kummenti lill-mezzi tax-xandir wara dan is-summit ta' tmiem il-ġimgħa il-Kanċilliera Merkel qalet li l-mexxija kienu qablu fuq it-twaqqif ta' fond konġunt biex jiġi evitat kollass ekonomiku iżda ma kienx hemm qbil dwar id-dettalji. Ovvjament ma kienx jonqos ukoll il-kumment tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen li qalet li bejniethom il-pajjiżi kienu diġà kommettew ma' 1.8 triljun euro biex iradbu l-impatt ekonomiku u li l-fond tal-rkupru Ewropew kien se jkun ta' madwar miljun euro ieħor għax biex dan iseħħ kull pajjiż ried jikkommetti madwar 2% ta' dħul nazzjonali minn madwar 1.2% illi għandhom illum.
So, of course, this has to be looked at thoroughly and is dependent of the overall result we will have, but we are not talking about billion, we are talking about trillion.
No, thank you. I have really a positive assessment about this meeting tonight. It was really a promising European Council. Why? Because we agreed on a very clear framework. We are convinced that because this crisis is very huge, it's very important to take very strong decisions. And we have considered that it was important at the same time to work on the next MFF for the next 7 years and to use this very strong tool, which is also a tool for solidarity in Europe, but at the same time we have decided to work on the recovery fund, and it means that indeed about the modalities it will be very important to continue our efforts, and certainly based on the concrete proposals made by the Commission it will be possible with all the Member States to try to have a common approach and to take decisions together. But I'm really optimistic because even if it's difficult, even if of course there are different sensitivities in the European Council, it's not a surprise. I feel there is a very strong political will to work together and to succeed, to build compromises.
Should I? Okay. As you can imagine, there is a variety of opinions about grants and loans and what kind of proportion that they should have. So there will certainly be a sound balance between grants and loans, and this is a matter of to negotiation within the group, with the member states, so that we find a good mixture of loans and grants. There are pros and cons for both. You know the arguments, so these arguments have been exchanged tonight, but in a very constructive manner. I can only underline what the President of the Council has said. And the same goes for the maturity of the loans, of potential loans. So this all has to be negotiated in detail now and has to be discussed. For us, it was important that we are clear about the frame and that we get a strong backing that we will work on this frame and fill it with life in close cooperation with the Member States.
And I would like to add that the fact that tonight we have already discussed which part for loans, which part for grants, it shows that we are already discussing the first questions about the modalities, and it demonstrates that there is this very strong political will to work together in order to have an agreement on an MFF and on a recovery fund. We know that it will be difficult because these are difficult topics, difficult questions, but I repeat that we felt that the debate was very rational, which is very good, and we felt also that there was this very strong political will to try to work together and to take decisions together in the next weeks.
Yes, we're going to take the next question from David Carreta, Radio Radicale. David, are you there?
Yes, thank you. David Carreta, Radio Radicale. I have a question for President Michel. The Italian Prime Minister during the debate said that there is a political emergency or urgency right now. Do you see a political risk in this moment in the European Union and in particular in Italy? And the second question for President von der Leyen. The recovery fund will not start before, I guess, 2021. Do you foresee a bridge solution to allow member states to use that money before next year? Thank you.
It's totally right that there is a real sense of urgency, and it's important to work very hard and to take decisions. And if you look the last weeks, we have in 4 or 5 weeks, we have had four video conferences at the level of the head of state and the head of government. It shows that politically we are totally aware that it's important to work together and to take strong decisions. And if you look also in comparison with the past, past at the European level, the financial crisis, for example, a few years ago, we can see that only in a few weeks we took very strong and impressive decisions. You have saw what has been decided by the Eurogroup. We have asked the Eurogroup to implement by the 1st of June the concrete decisions that we have already taken, and they were important for the workers. It's also important for the businesses. It's also important in order to support the different member states, but it's not enough. And because it's not enough, we have worked with the President of the Commission in order to propose to the head of states and head of governments a framework, a very concrete framework, which is a roadmap in order to have a current approach and to take very strong decisions. And I repeat that the fact that we have already discussed at the level of the head of states this question of possible balance between grants, loans, and there are different opinions on that, it demonstrates that we are committed in order to take decisions as soon as possible. Even if we are not naive, we know that it will be necessary to continue all our political efforts. And regarding the situation in different member states, also in Italy, I think it will be important to demonstrate from the European perspective that this European project is very strong and that our common goal is more convergence, more cohesion and more solidarity. And we will act in order to make this demonstration.
So, addressing your question on the recovery program and from 21 on, together, which is topping the MFF, and the question of a bridging solution. Indeed, a few member states asked for some thoughts about a bridging solution, and the Commission is willing to look into that. We have been asked for it, and there are some ideas that might fit. For us, it's important that we should recall that right now, if you take all the measures of member states and the European institutions, 3.3 trillion have been put out now to stabilize our European economy. So we have time right now to work intensively on a new proposal for a new European budget topped by a recovery program. But of course, we are willing to look into bridging solutions.
Thank you.
The first question, or was I wrong?
If I repeat, that there is a real sense of urgency, and that's why our intention is to make some concrete proposals in the European Council, and for that, we've asked the Commission to make some concrete proposals regarding the MFF, the Recovery Fund, and the link between both instruments. And I understand that it's the intention of the Commission to propose very quickly some concrete modalities, and based on that we will appreciate when it will be possible again to have a meeting at the level of the leaders.
Yes, and regarding your question how to work together with the member states, this is a normal process. So before this council, of course, we have been in close contact and dialogue with all the member states and the president of the council, and we are elaborating about ideas and possibility. So therefore, and only therefore, it was possible today to have this strong support of the framework, of the idea, the plan to move forward. And this is exactly the same way we will be moving forward in the next days. So in close cooperation and dialogue with the member states to understand where their leeway and the limits are, what the different situation in these different member states are. Sometimes it's a different legal situation that is in different member states. So take all this in account. The positive part today in our council was that there was general openness to the fact that indeed we have to find a balance between grants and loans, but that it is a good idea to have the recovery program and the new MFF as one package and to work on that. And this constructive approach was encouraging.
Thank you, Maria. We're going for two more questions. Tobias Kaiser, are you there? Die Welt.
Yes, I'm there. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Two questions. One to Mrs. von der Leyen. Could you give us a bit more of a detailed time frame? What are you looking at as far as the next steps are concerned in this process, particularly your idea of when we have a concrete proposal for a recovery fund? And the other question to Mr. Michel. Do you think the Council will agree on a recovery fund and an MFF at all during a video conference, or do you think it will really encounter a real person, a real life, to agree on these issues? Thank you very much.
So, yeah, what the time frame is concerned, of course, we work as fast as possible. And the goal is, because the MFF, the new MFF, has to be a collegial process, the goal is to be in college either in the second or in the third week of May, depending on the progress we have, but as I said, in close dialogue with the member states, so that we have a very inclusive process to move forward.
And as you know, we don't know when it will be possible again to have meeting in person at the level of the European Council, and that's why we are using the new technologies in order to make progress. And we will see when it will be possible to have again physical meetings, and based on that, we will appreciate which outcome is realistic without a physical meeting, and in case of necessity, we will. Appreciate which kind of decisions we take on that.
So I hope you understand that I will not elaborate about concrete figures tonight, but the process I was just explaining is so that we have to show and want to show respect to the member states, so that we talk first of all with them about what the balance could be. As you rightly pointed out, the own resources ceiling is at a certain proposed level. We were talking about around 2%. But of course, the question is how big is the MFF? That is part of the overall picture, too. So this has to be discussed. There are a lot of topics stemming from this relation, MFF to own resources ceiling, also towards the question grants versus loans. And this has to be discussed, and today is too early to go in details in that.
No, we understand that the GDP will be affected by the consequences of this crisis, and about the numbers, it will be essential to continue our political dialogue in order to try to reach some compromises also about the numbers.
Tutti l'abbiamo chiamato il nuovo piano Marshall per l'Europa, con una differenza però rispetto al dopoguerra, che i soldi non arriveranno dall'estero ma arriveranno dai paesi e dalle economie europee. Dobbiamo essere noi a finanziare il nuovo piano Marshall. Abbiamo chiesto anche l'attenzione di tutti i governi europei a proteggere il nostro patrimonio. Noi viviamo in questo momento una grande fragilità che riguarda naturalmente anche asset strategici. Pensate al nostro patrimonio industriale, al patrimonio turistico, al patrimonio culturale. Non vorremmo che questa fragilità fosse esposta a logiche predatorie da parte di forze esterne all'Unione Europea. C'è bisogno che i governi facciano molta attenzione e proteggano questa dimensione, difendere il patrimonio europeo, perché è con il nostro patrimonio che noi usciremo dalla crisi. Oggi abbiamo bisogno di una proposta sul QFP, sul nuovo QFP, e siamo soddisfatti dell'idea di pensare che il recovery plan si appoggi al bilancio dell'Unione, perché ne uscirà più forte l'Unione nel suo insieme e in particolare le sue istituzioni, la risposta comunitaria di cui prima parlavo. Sappiamo bene quali sono i meccanismi e quali sono anche le sofisticherie di un piano di un recovery plan che si poggi sul bilancio dell'Unione. però siamo anche convinti che nel bilancio pluriennale già esistono strumenti che possono rendere efficace la risposta. Pensate ai programmi che contiene il bilancio, alle linee già collaudate, sperimentate, sia per quanto riguarda i finanziamenti, sia per quanto riguarda la trasparenza, che è molto importante. Noi non vogliamo che un euro venga perduto. Siamo anche interessati a capire la proposta della Commissione su un aspetto, perché da alcune bozze che sono circolate c'è anche l'idea di chiedere agli Stati membri dei recovery fund nazionali, su cui naturalmente basare lo sforzo per sostenere le economie nazionali. È molto interessante questo. Abbiamo sentito parlare di risorse proprie, ne abbiamo discusso nei mesi scorsi. In questo momento naturalmente dobbiamo fare di più. E ad esempio alcune proposte di inserire delle nuove imposte nel bilancio, di trasferirle all'Unione, come la web tax e la tassa sulla plastica, credo che siano indispensabili. Io credo che in questo momento le convergenze sulla necessità di una risposta comune siano più forti di qualche settimana fa e addirittura di qualche mese fa. Ne è testimonianza, ad esempio, il consenso che la risoluzione del Parlamento ha avuto da paesi, da delegazioni di diversi partiti del Sud e del Nord. Questa è la prova che la consapevolezza della difficoltà e della crisi sta via via aumentando. E naturalmente io sono convinto che questo sentimento valga anche per i governi. Sappiamo che tutti i nostri mercati, che le nostre economie, i sistemi produttivi sono in grave crisi. In Spagna il tasso di disoccupazione ha raggiunto il 20% della forza lavoro, ma ad esempio per i vivaisti olandesi il commercio si è ridotto del 70%. Abbiamo una, ripeto, spirale catastrofica che riguarda tutti i nostri paesi. Noi siamo naturalmente disponibili a discutere tutte le proposte. Credo che questa sia una subordinata rispetto all'idea di un fallimento e noi non vogliamo credere a questo. Noi abbiamo bisogno di un recovery, di un piano per la ricostruzione e la ripresa che sia ambizioso e che valga per tutti, perché non c'è nessuno che è immune dalla crisi. Nessuno può permettersi di andare da solo, nessuno può permettersi di considerare le proprie imprese autosufficienti. E quindi io questa subordinata non voglio considerarla, perché sono convinto, certissimamente convinto, che la risposta deve valere per tutti. E quindi non voglio pensare a subordinate. Sarebbe pensare che l'Europa non sia all'altezza di questa sfida, e io invece sono convinto che noi lo saremo con le nostre istituzioni e con i nostri Stati membri, e soprattutto lo saremo tutti insieme nell'interesse dei cittadini.
Questo è tutto dunque, Presidente, grazie del suo tempo.
Grazie, arrivederci.
Outcome comes my too. Il Balombo. Produzioni o presentazioni da Jasmine Saliba. Il-program li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom biex xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.